We begin in Brazil, where President Jair Bolsonaro spoke publicly today for the first time since his re-election defeat. But he did not concede the election and did not call off protests by his supporters. Jane Ferguson has our report.
It was as close to a concession speech as Brazil was going to get. In his first appearance since losing the bitterly fought election nearly 2 days ago, Brazil's soon-to-be former president, Jair Bolsonaro, struck a proud and defiant tone, emphasizing his party's gains in Congress.
Our robust representation in Congress shows the strength of our values: God, homeland, family, and freedom. We have created many leaders throughout Brazil. Our dreams continue more alive than ever. We stand with order and progress. I have always been labeled as anti-democratic, and different from my accusers, I have always played within the limits of our Constitution. While President of the Republic, this citizen, I will continue to follow all commandments from our Constitution.
Bolsonaro, a close ally of former President Donald Trump, shocked many with his silence after the race was called for his leftist opponent, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, known as Lula. But in Bolsonaro's 44-hour absence, his supporters have continued filling the void with noise. Truckers flooded hundreds of major roads in most of Brazil's 26 states, protesting his loss and perpetrating the false notion that the election was fraudulent.
The current popular movements are the fruit of indignation and a feeling of injustice about how the election process took place. Our methods cannot be those of the left, which have always harmed the population, such as the invasion of property, destruction of heritage, and restriction of the right to come and go. The right has really emerged in our country.
And though Bolsonaro refused to mention Lula's name, his supporters had plenty to say about him.
He should be in jail and not contending for an election. Brazil is ours. We don't accept such mismanagement. A thief like Lula who robs our nation and today wants to come back to power.
Some knelt on roadsides to pray for the outcome's impossible reversal. The highways they blockaded shut off access to the country's largest airport and started to impact the essential transportation of food and fuel. But the Supreme Court soon ordered federal highway police to begin forcibly removing people.
Since Sunday, we've been working on this protocol that was passed, starting with negotiations, as well as dialogue, and if necessary, the use of shock force.
Across the world, leaders reacted to the victory. President Biden called Lula, who led the country for two previous terms before being jailed on later overturned corruption charges, to offer U.S. backing. His office said he commended, quote, Brazilian democratic institutions following free, fair, and credible elections. Back in Brasilia, it was left to Bolsonaro's chief of staff to say what the outgoing president could not.
The president has authorized me to begin the transition to President Lula.
That transition completes 2 months from today, on January 1st, 2023. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jane Ferguson.